بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأخرج لهم عجلا جسدا له خوار فقالوا هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي.
Verse number 88. So Samiri took out from this jewelry of the Israelites a lifeless body of a calf, which made a noise like that of a cow. Those amongst them who had been tempted by Samiri's actions said, "This is your Allah and the Allah of Moses, which he forgot and left here."
أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَلَّا يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا.
Verse number 89. Do these people who were tempted by the calf and then worshipped it not to see that the calf does not speak or respond to them, nor does it have the ability to remove harm from them or others or bring benefit for itself or others?
وَلَقَدْ قَالَ لَهُمْ هَارُونُ مِنْ قَبْلُ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا فُتِنْتُمْ بِهِ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ فَاتَّبِعُونِي وَأَطِيعُوا أَمْرِي.
Verse number 90. Harun had said to them before Musa returned to them, "The making of the calf from gold and its mooing are only to test you, to distinguish the believer from the disbeliever. And your Lord, O people, is Allah. So follow me by worshipping Him alone, and obey my command to leave worshipping others beside Him."
قالوا لن نبرح عليه عاكفين حتى يرجع إلينا موسى.
Verse number 91. Those who had been tempted through worship of the calf said, "We will continue worshipping it until Musa returns to us."
قال يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا.
Verse number 92. Musa said to his brother Harun, "What was it that stopped you when you saw them go astray by worshipping the calf besides Allah?"
أَلَّا تَتَّبِعَنِ أَفَعَصَيْتَ أَمْرِي.
Verse number 93. From leaving them and joining me, did you disobey my order to you when I made you my deputy over them?
قال يا ابن أم لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل ولم ترقب قولي.
Verse number 94. When Musa took his brother by his beard and head, dragging him and scolding him for what he did, Harun said to him, seeking his compassion, "Do not hold my beard and the hair on my head, for I have a reason for staying with them. I feared if I leave them alone, they will disperse. Then you will say I split them apart, and that I did not maintain your bequest regarding them."
قال فما خطبك يا سامري.
Verse number 95. Musa, peace be upon him, said to Samiri, "What is your matter, O Samiri? What made you do what you did?"
قال بصرت بما لم يبصروا به فقبضت قبضة من أثر الرسول فنبذتها وكذلك سولت لي نفسي.
Verse number 96. Samiri said to Musa, peace be upon him, "I saw what they did not see. I saw Jibril on a horse, so I took a handful of soil from the footsteps of his horse and threw it on melted jewelry, which was molded into the form of a calf. From this, the body of a calf with a mooing sound was formed, and this is how my soul made what I did appealing to me."
قال فاذهب فإن لك في الحياة أن تقول لا مساس وإن لك موعدا لن تخلفه وإن لك موعدا لن تخلفه وانظر إلى إلهك الذي ظلت عليه عاكفا وانظر إلى إلهك الذي ظلت عليه عاكفا لنحرقنه ثم لننسفنه في اليم نسفا.
Verse number 97. Musa, peace be upon him, said to Samiri, "Go, for it is written for you that you will say, as long as you live, I am not to touch or be touched. You will live as an outcast, and you have a promised time on the day of judgment, in which you will be reckoned and punished. Allah will never break this promise with you. And look towards your calf, which you have made your Allah, and which you continue to worship besides Allah. We shall burn it in a fire until it melts, then we shall scatter it into the sea, until no trace of it remains."
إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما.
Verse number 98. Your true Allah, O people, is Allah only, besides whom there is no true Allah. He has encompassed everything in His knowledge. Only He knows everything, and nothing escapes His awareness. Beneficial points. 1. Deceiving people by distorting the truth is the way of the misguided. 2. Anger when the sacred laws of Allah are violated is commendable. 3. These verses contain the basis for exiling and leaving people of innovation and disobedience, and that they should not be associated with. 4. These verses show it's necessary to contemplate and recognize Allah through His actions in the universe.
كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء ما قد سبق وقد آتيناك من لدنا ذكرا.
Verse number 99. Just as I related to you, O Messenger, the story of Musa, Pharaoh and his people, I relate to you the incidents of the prophets and nations before you, so that they are a solace for you, and I have given you from myself a Qur'an, through which those who seek reminders are reminded.
من أعرض عنه فإنه يحمل يوم القيامة وزرا.
Verse number 100. Whoever turns away from this Qur'an, which has been revealed to you and does not believe in it, and act accordingly will come on the day of judgment carrying great sins and deserving a painful punishment.
خالدين فيه وساء لهم يوم القيامة حملا.
Verse number 101. Staying in this punishment forever, how awful a burden they will be carrying on the day of judgment.
يوم ينفخ في الصور ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا.
Verse number 102. The day when the angel will blow in the trumpet a second time for the resurrection, and I shall gather the disbelievers on this day, blue-eyed, due to the complexion and eyes changing out of the severe horrors of the afterlife they will face.
يتخافتون بينهم إن لبثتم إلا عشرا.
Verse number 103. They will talk to one another quietly saying, "You did not stay in the transitory stage after death except 10 nights.
نحن أعلم بما يقولون إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة إن لبثتم إلا يوما.
Verse number 104. I know best what they secretly say amongst themselves. With none of it escaping me, when the most intelligent of them says, "You did not stay in the transitory stage except for one day, no more."
ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا.
Verse number 105. They ask you, O Messenger, regarding the condition of the mountains on the Day of Judgment. Say to them, "My Lord will pull out of the mountains from their roots and scatter them, then they will become dust."
فيذرها قاعا صفصفا.
Verse number 106. He will then leave the earth which used to carry them as flat, with no buildings or vegetation on it.
لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا.
Verse number 107. O onlooker, you will not see the earth, due to its being totally flat, any curve, elevation or dip.
يومئذ يتبعون الداعي لا عوج له وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن فلا تسمع إلا همسا.
Verse number 108. On that day, people will follow the sound of the caller towards the gathering place. There will be nothing to divert them from following it. The voices will silence for the merciful, out of fear. So you will not hear on this day except whispering.
يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا.
Verse number 109. On this great day, no intercession from any intercessor will benefit, except one whom Allah allows to intercede, and Allah is pleased with what he says in intercession.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما.
Verse number 110. Allah knows what people will face in the final hour, and he knows what they will have left behind in their worldly life. All the servants together cannot encompass the knowledge of Allah's being and his qualities.
وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم وقد خاب من حمل ظلما.
Verse number 111. The faces of the servants will humble and surrender before the Eternal One, who does not die, and who takes care of the affairs of his servants by managing and administering them. And the one who carried sin has lost, due to his taking himself to places of destruction.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا.
Verse number 112. Whoever does good deeds whilst believing in Allah and His messengers will obtain his full reward, and will neither fear injustice by being punished for a sin he did not commit nor a decrease in the reward of his good deeds.
وكذلك أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا وصرفنا فيه من الوعيد لعلهم يتقون أو يحدث لهم ذكرا.
Verse number 113. I have revealed the Quran in clear Arabic, just as I revealed the stories of the previous prophets. And I have explained in it different warnings of threat and fear, in the hope they will fear Allah, or that the admonition of the Qur'an will cause them to reflect. Beneficial points. 1. The stories of the Qur'an which mentions the incidents of the nations before are a lesson and admonition for all people. 2. All of the Qur'an is a reminder and lesson for nations, tribes and individuals, and dignity and honor for mankind. 3. Intercession will not benefit anyone, besides the intercession of one whom the Merciful allows and whom He approves to speak for intercession. 4. The Quran discloses the horrors of the Day of Judgment, and the earthquakes and shakings which will occur in it. 5. The Quran comprises that which is sufficient for all levels of people. 6. The Quran comprises rulings whose beauty and perfection is attested to by the intellect and human nature. 7. Amongst the etiquette of dealing with the Quran is to receive it with acceptance, submission, and respect, to take direction through its light towards the straight path, and to devote oneself to it through learning and teaching. 8. The wrongdoers will regret on the day of judgment, because of wasting much time, spending it absent-mindedly and in play, turning away from what benefits them, and occupying themselves with what harms them.